Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to today's show. It's a little bit different, we know, and we apologize for all the craziness that's gone on in the last couple of days. I do apologize. This is Tommy Bahamas, your host, and I'm sitting here with my beautiful co-host, LJ, and we do apologize. We were supposed to go live on the air with you guys yesterday, and unfortunately, I've been very sick. As a matter of fact, we've just returned from the pharmacy and from the doctor in the last hour. So we're going to do, I won't call it a quick show. We will do a different show. How about that? So good afternoon, Los Angeles. Good afternoon, Orlando. And good evening, UK, Europe, and beyond.
No pre-evening today.
No pre-evening. Well, we're an hour earlier, so it wouldn't be pre-evening here or there. It's already later, so.
That's true.
So it's no pre-evening. You are listening to Preface Preview Sunday with myself, Tommy Bahamas. And as I started to say, the good doctor, the beautiful doctor to be, my best friend and co-host, is with me at the helm. Say hello to the world, LJ.
Hello, world. Happy Sunday to you. Wonky day.
Yes, that's a good choice of words. Many of you know that when we did our last broadcast, that I was a bit under the weather, and it was for multiple reasons. And I'm not one of them, I'm old school, so I'm not one to complain or carry on about stuff. But we are going to do a short show today because I am sick, because I'm just back from the doctor, and the doctor told me to take care of myself and rest. That being said, this is a Preface Preview Sunday, and we're here to talk about our upcoming broadcast this coming Saturday. Are you excited, LJ?
I am very excited. I've listened to their music. I've looked over their stuff, and I am so psyched to have them. Chrysagis brothers.
Yes, the Chrysagis brothers, Brian and Sean. We have a bunch of tracks that we're going to play, but today we're only going to preview a couple of them because we don't want to give too much away. And all of you guys who are fans of the boys, you know their music very well. And we want to get into our usual shtick, so to speak, so we can play a couple of their tracks for you and introduce them to you, all of our listeners around the world. Like I said, this coming Saturday at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Brian and Sean will be with us as we introduce them to you guys on the world stage. We're very honored and excited because we're having them on, not only to honor Brian and Sean and their music, but also to preface for the Fishers of Men Men's Conference that's coming up on March 13th and 14th. And we were introduced indirectly to Brian and Sean through our mentors and our friends, David and Cindy Murdoch, who were with us a few weeks back. And Sean and Brian are extremely versatile in their own right, from skits to little bit strip comic strips and their music. They are truly the essence of diversity as they glorify and worship the Lord. Now, we want to take a couple of minutes to get into some of the notes and some of the news. So let's start off with the mentors. Normally, we would get into the listener line and all that, which if you want to, you're welcome to listen in on the listener line, 516-595-8269. If you guys are in the chat room, God bless you. We're glad to have you with us. We welcome the listeners we have in England and Sweden and Iceland and Finland. We welcome the listeners we have in Israel, Pakistan, Kazakhstan, and truly the ones who it's 4 a.m. in Thailand, New Zealand, and Australia. The chat rooms are lit up around the world. The European mediums, go Spreaker.
Spreaker!
AOL chat room, go, you guys. On Facebook, if you want to, you can follow us on the link to Blog Talk Radio or through the group page, and it'll take you right to Blog Talk, and you can go to the chat room that way. We are on with the show. Like I said, we want to thank our mentors, Brother and Sister David and Cindy Murdoch, David's brother, Dr. Mike Murdoch, Larry and Tiz Huck, Marcus and Joni Lamb, Pastor Anna Sweet, Brother Joe Panita, Jerry Savell, and Don Coffina. We want to send a special thank you from the bottom of our hearts for being part of our life story, our testimony, and changing our lives. And as you know, I'm finished now with the book. It's in the upcoming novel, all of these things from myself called Undenied, which is actually the name of the new radio studio and television production studio we're creating, Undenied, for only the truth is undenied. And we want to send out a special shout-out, if you will, to Pastor Jerry Arduini, who was the minister who presided over our wedding, who is going in tomorrow morning for triple bypass surgery, and also Brother Lou DiFilippo, Lou and Terry and his children, Mark and Donna, and I can't think. My goodness.
I don't know their names, or else I would help you.
Wow, holy blank.
Well, please pray for my husband too, so he can.
Yes, I'm not well. These are people who have been a part of my life, my whole life, and Sister Terry DiFilippo was my Sunday school teacher many, many years ago. But Brother Lou DiFilippo is a rock, and he's had to have some stents put into his heart. And we want to say, God bless you. We lift him up in prayer. And tomorrow, specifically, Brother Jerry is going in for surgery, and we ask you guys to lift him up as well. We have to say a very sad send-off to Leonard Nimoy as well, who's passed.
Live long and prosper.
Mr. Spock, God bless him. At 83 years of age, he passed away. We knew a week ago or so something was up when he was rushed to the hospital having chest pains. Also, Ray Lump, he died. He's one of the New York Knicks, passed away at 91 the end of January. And just yesterday, Anthony Mason, equally from the New York Knicks, died at the age of 48.
Wow. I don't know if I ever told you the story that when I went to go see Grease with my family in the theater, that Leonard Nimoy was about five seats down from where we were sitting with his wife or girlfriend.
Is that right?
Yeah, I freaked because he didn't have the pointy ears, and I was only like 11, and I just assumed he had pointy ears.
Well, Vinny Simone, one of my friends from back in the day, posted the other day when he was born, he had pointy ears. And everybody used to give him grief because, you know, they said, oh, your mother, you know, Mr. Spock's baby. that's a big laugh. Listen, we want to tell you guys that we've talked to David and Cindy Murdoch, and we're in negotiations to try to have David and Cindy's Real Talk become a part of our weekly show.
So exciting.
Yeah, we'll do a half an hour bit where we have them come in and then do their regular show. They're having, well, we're not going to talk about that.
We're just very honored
to have them be part of our show, and we've done the life languages with David and Cindy, and if you don't know what it is, you can go to rulivinglife.com and check out their website, because David and Cindy are trainers for the life languages, not the love languages now, the life languages, which gives you a comprehensive breakdown of who you are. And I got to tell you, having done it, it is probably the closest and most accurate description of who I am as a gentleman that I've ever seen. And it's Lois has done hers as well. And it's a way for us to learn a little bit about ourselves, our strong points and our weaknesses, and our mates' strong points and weaknesses, and how we can work together and function better as a couple. David and Cindy, Real Talk, have been doing it now for a very long time. They did a television show, and they were doing Real Talk on Monday nights. And they're show went to Wisdom Radio, WSDMRadio.com, which you can get the app and listen to it. It's a wonderful station. But there's been some technical issues, and we have spoke to them, and we're going to try to, hopefully not this coming week, because we have Brian and Sean coming on for a two-hour bit. We're hoping we're going to be able to get them in to do their show very, very soon. This evening at the Wisdom Center, if you don't know about it, the Wisdom Center is the home of Dr. Mike Murdoch, and this evening there is going to be a celebration with Pastor Josh Gonzalez, a night of worship is what they're calling it, at 6 o'clock Central Time for the release of his new CD called Kingdom Worship, and we will be in attendance to that. It's another reason we went a little bit earlier with our show this evening, and we do thank you for your patience. Also, Diane Thomas Ministry, we give her a shout-out as well. But I want to talk to you about, quickly, about the listener contest that we have. And we've been doing it now for the last three seasons, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in conjunction with our website, tlbethel.com, which is my author name, is up and running. And we're hoping in the next month, as our contract is up with the website we have, which did not come together, that we're going to have a new web designer. So this is what we're putting it out there. The listener contest, first of all, we have an illustration contest. For those of you who can draw and are illustrators, we're looking for to offer one book, so you can contact us and we will send you the story for the children's stories, and you can draw the illustrations for it. There's a number of books that we're looking for, so this is a preface for more than one contract in the right coming, and that would allow you to be a part of the book itself, the illustrator for it, and as it becomes part of the world. Equally, we offer as a norm the listener contest for you to create the ending for this show.
That's right.
It should be about a minute and 25 to a minute and 30 seconds longest. It should have the name of the show, Provocative Thoughts and Positive Vibrations, the host name, myself, Tommy Bahamas, and namely LJ. And we do have a winner for this season. That doesn't mean we're not still accepting submissions, because this is the fourth season and we intend to go on with the grace of God for many, many more seasons to come, especially since we're in the process of building the Undenied Radio Studio in Altamont Springs, hopefully soon.
Yep.
We had contact with the owner of the building, and it looks like it's going to be in motion in the next year or so.
Look out, because God is working in our lives.
Truly, truly, the breakthrough has occurred. And finally, as we expand into the Undenied Studios, we are looking for a web designer and an app creator who's willing to work and grow with us. It's a long-term position, and hopefully they'd be flexible to work with us, because if you don't know it, this is a nonprofit show, and anything that you guys donate to us goes directly to the show for new mics or to keep us on the air. All of your information, just put the different thing in there. If it's a listener contest, put it in the subject matter. If it's the illustrations, the same in the subject matter. If it's for the web design or app creation, put it in the subject line and write it to positivevibes1014@gmail.com, or you can call us directly at the studio at 424-281-9822. You have, look like you have to say something?
No.
Okay, you had to. Let me see. I have to look on my face. That's one of the reasons we want to go to television, is because we're very, very animated people, and sometimes what you can't see, you can't hear what you can't
You're
see.
You're better off.
Maybe.
Mostly.
Anyway, we are going to get to some of the wonderful music that we're going to share with you on this weekend show coming up. And as you heard at the beginning of the show, we were playing... The normal intro was gone, and one of Sean and Brian's songs was playing as the intro for our show. So we're going to play just a couple of great songs from them. And I am going to introduce, I don't want to give the best of it away, because when we have them here, then they can tell us what inspired the songs. And we do like a song storyteller's format, so they tell us what inspired the songs and how they wrote it and such. So I'm going to put on one of these songs that I listened to the other day that I truly love, and this is called "He Is There, Oh Come Let Us Adore Him," and this is Brian and Sean, the Chrisages brothers.
In the breathlessness of night, in the secret place of dreams, in the throne of the heavens, in fields of stars so wide, in the voice of mountain streams. Power, blessing,
And there you have it, folks. He is there. Oh, come let us adore him. Brian and Sean Chrisidges.
Beautiful.
It's wonderful.
They have great voices.
They really do. Their harmonies and the way they interact together, it's beautiful. You're right. Mm-hmm. And I can't wait to talk to him on the air and have him, you know, with us, because I have so many questions.
I know.
But that being said, folks, we're going to try to keep the show a little shorter, because the doctor did tell me that it's in my best interest to try to minimize and rest and take, you know, rest my voice. And plus, on top of that, we don't want to give away the entire show. And I'm excited.
Me too.
I love it when we have, you know, spirit-filled people on the show, and the presence of God is with us when we do that. And it's a beautiful atmosphere. And more than that, the boys have been so patient with us for me being sick, and Linda, the manager, they've been so gracious, and we really appreciate it more than we can express. That being said, we're going to go right into one more song, and then we're going to wrap the show up. We're going to do a shorter show today so that, you know, we don't give too much away. And normally, you know, we would do an hour to 2 hour show, but I'm taking the advice of my doctor.
No, he's not. I'm making him.
Okay. All right. The truth is my wife is making me. One of my dear friends, Lisa, is making me. And the doctor is making me. And to be honest with you, I feel a little wonky as it is. So anybody who knows me to be a very stubborn, strong, forthright person.
Amen.
And the truth is that I was brought up old school, and you have to basically knock me down and keep knocking me down until I don't get up anymore. I wasn't taught the words give up. I don't know what that is. And if I have, I thank God every morning when I open my eyes, and if I can do that, then I press forward to the mark, to the goal every day. And I felt more bad that we couldn't go on the air yesterday, but yesterday I was truly sick. And even when I was to the doctor just a little while ago, I was running a fever, and the doctor said, "What are you doing? You know, you should be in bed."
Well, you had to get out of bed and go to the doctor. I don't. They always say that.
I know. But look, it could be worse. I could have full blown pneumonia, and I don't. Praise God.
That's
so
true.
So this is a song. This is another song. It's called First Love.
Lately I've been falling away. like an abandoned ship that's drifted astray.
And there you have it, folks. First Love by the Crissinger Brothers. I tell you, I love it. I love it. The presence and the sound and the music and the words. So powerful.
It's beautiful.
And if you folks don't know, you can go to their website. It's CHRISAGISBrothers.com. And it's a great website.
Yes, it is.
And they have a lot of material there on the website that you guys will enjoy. And that's why we call this a Preface Preview Sunday, so you guys can get a chance to meet Brian and Sean, their music, and be exposed to the website and get to know them a little bit better around the world. So we encourage you to go to the website and check them out. That being said, folks, we're going to run over the notes one more time just to say send a shout-out and a prayer tomorrow to Brother Jerry Arduini as he goes in for triple bypass surgery, to Brother Lou DiFilippo as he's in the hospital as well, to Leonard Nimoy. We send our condolences to the family, and to Anthony Mason as well. Yes, dear.
I also want to give a shout-out and some good positive healing prayers to Jerry Mariano.
Yes, Jerry Mariano.
Reading right now. And I also just want to ask, this has been heavy on my heart lately, I have some Facebook friends that are going through something right now, and
mm-hmm.
a good friend is unfortunately getting ready to lose his wife. So if you would just, good thoughts for Rod and Sue, just lift them up in prayer and keep them in thought and prayer.
Well, many people don't know that's the reason why we created this show. You know, there's so much negativity and bad media and politics and issues going on. If you want to watch any of that stuff, there's plenty of outlets around the internet as well as on basic television to see. Everywhere you look, you hear dread and murder and mayhem and loss of life and just negativity. And there should be some place where you can go where you can have something to make you think and have something to hear about the unsung hero and something positive. Now we offer you guys the latest and greatest in music and art, philosophy and ministry, as well as we have soap stars and actors and actresses, as well as authors.
Mm-hmm.
And go on.
And comedians.
Comedians, right.
And the average Joe.
Right, which is why we open the listener lines as well as the chat room, so that you guys have a voice, a place you can go where you can also express yourself. And that's why the listener lines are open around the world, as well as we can bring you in through Skype, and you guys can express yourself and join the show. We have I love that we have musicians that come all the way from Kazakhstan, and we have friends and listeners all over the globe, in 121 countries, and it's a blessing.
We're not just saying around the world.
It really is around the world, and it truly is a blessing, and we're very, very grateful. As I said, tonight at 6 o'clock Central Time, You can go to thewisdomcenter.tv, and you can, I believe it's button number 15, which is the live services,
yeah.
And you can listen to the celebration from Pastor Josh Gonzalez. As he, they're having a record release party, and we are very excited that we, from abroad, we are members of the congregation of the Wisdom Center, and we're honored. We're hoping that we're going to get Pastor Josh to come on and play his music from his new worship CD in the weeks to come. That being said, folks, the listener contest, as I said at the beginning of the show, the listener contests are for you, so you can interact and participate with us. The illustrator contest is you write to us directly and you put illustrator in the subject matter, and we'll send you the actual writing, and you can draw the pictures, and we will put out a publication, and the best of the lot goes out into one of the new books. We have three of them to offer at this point. You were going to say something.
Yeah, and I'm writing some more in my head already.
I love it, and I'm done with book number 9, and that's going to be released to you guys. Once we get the new website up, we'll be able to give you guys direct access to the old books, the new books, and all of the previous archive shows, too, we hope. And also the second is the listener contest. Now, we do have a winner for season 4, but that does not mean we are not taking submissions as we go along, because we're only halfway through season 4. And Mr. Sean Schmasek has won the contest as of this point, and when we end the show, we will be playing his song. The show listener contest, put listener contest in the subject matter and attach a song of your own writing, a minute and 25 seconds to a minute and 30 seconds. It should be no longer than that. It should have the name of the show, Provocative Thoughts and Positive Vibrations, my host named Tommy Bahamas, as well as LJ. And we welcome you to make as many submissions as you want. And finally, as we expand into the other 9 studios, we are looking for a web designer and an app creator who is willing to work with us and grow with the company. It is a long-term position, and we look for flexibility. All of these submissions can be sent to positivevibes1014@gmail.com, or you can call the studio directly at 424-281-9822. We hope you have enjoyed the show today. It's a short one. We apologize, but as I said at the beginning of the show, I'm not well. And on the advice of the doc-to-be, LJ right here, and the doctor over there at CareSpot, as well as Dr. Lisa Burkholz, I'm outnumbered.
He's going to bed.
I'm going to go listen to the doctors.
We got some soup. We got some medicine. We got some sinus flush. He's going to bed.
Yeah, you can tell. I'm thrilled, right? So that being said, we do hope you enjoyed today's show, and equally we hope that you will join us on Saturday, because Saturday afternoon at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 1 p.m. on the West Coast, and 10 o'clock UK, Europe, and beyond, we will be having with us Brian and Sean, the Chrysagis brothers, and they will do a full show where they will talk about their music and the ministry, and I'm excited, more excited than I can express. I apologize because I'm not well.
So what do you say then? We say goodbye and good luck.
Well, we hope you'll listen to it. We have a few more cuts that we didn't play, which I know you're excited as we are to listen to their music because, well, they're great.
Yes, they are.
And that being said, this is the new Provocative Thoughts ending by this season's winner, Mr. Sean Schmasek. It is an honor to put him on there because Sean, I've known him for over 30 years of my life, and he's a tremendous songwriter. And LJ and I say to you folks, tune in on Saturday afternoon when we come back to you live for a 2-hour show. And we say at the end of every show,
take it easy.
God bless you.
Provocative thoughts, positive vibrations. Not your average, ordinary radio station. Not your average, ordinary DJ. It's Tommy Bahamas and the love of his life, his wife LJ. Coming at you across the globe. give them a call, even if you only want to say hello. They love to have you being a guest on their radio show. Provocative thoughts, positive vibration. Provocative thoughts, positive vibrations. Provocative thoughts, positive vibrations.